Mental health issues can affect people of all ages, but statistics from the National Standard of Canada for Mental Health and Well-being for Postsecondary Students show that 3 out of every 4 mental health problems are first diagnosed in individuals between the ages of 16 and 24, at a time of life when many of them are in or just out of postsecondary education. With that in mind, Sioux College has been actively implementing the national standard since the spring of 2022 for those students who need mental health support. A Sioux College student-led committee called MHWAC, the Mental Health and Wellness Advisory Committee, has been formed. The national standard, from the Mental Health Commission of Canada, sends out messages and starts up actions to raise awareness of mental health issues, reduce the stigma of talking about mental health issues and works to bring about positive mental health outcomes. "This is not easy work," said Carolyn Hepburn, Sioux College Dean of Indigenous Studies and Academic Upgrading, in a presentation to the Postsecondary Institutions Board of Governors on Thursday. "There are challenging conversations that we have at these tables, but to see the work that is being done by the committee, I'm really proud of Sioux College, and I think that we are definitely leading the way when it comes to mental health supports for our students." Hepburn also added that sometimes it is challenging to access mental health services, so students depend on what the college provides to bridge those gaps. "This is a growing area of concern within the postsecondary education field and in particular after COVID. We are still dealing with mental health issues and trying to address it in a proactive movement," Hepburn said. Hepburn was joined in Thursday's presentation by Luke O'Brien, Sioux College Student Services Officer, College Counselor Kim Morin and Alexa Collins, a student in Sioux College's Social Service Worker Program and MHWAC member. "Student mental health is a critical issue," Morin said. "There are more than 2 million students in Canada's postsecondary institutions, and of those, more than 60% feel, more than average, or, tremendous, stress. 50% have felt so depressed it was hard to function, and 16% have seriously considered suicide," Morin told the board. Figures provided by the National Standard show that 50% of students use campus mental health services at postsecondary institutions and that students who get the support they need are more likely to succeed in their classes and graduate. "I have personal experience with mental health and illness, and I want to promote advocacy and education to my peers because there are amazing supports here at the college that need to be recognized and utilized," said Collins, student and committee member. "This role has also given me great leadership skills that I'm really excited to use in the field next year when I graduate from the SSW program." MHWAC has taken part in orientation exercises for the college's domestic and international students. Bell Let's Talk collaborates with Sioux College Students Union events and addresses various topics related to students' well-being every Wednesday at the school's Common Link area. "It's a new committee, and even from first semester to second, we've seen the committee grow from 5 members to about 12 to 15, and we're looking forward to seeing that committee grow as the years go on here at the college," O'Brien said. "We all know that mental health is such an important topic for everyone, not just college students, but given the stats that were presented by the standard, a lot of those mental health issues are diagnosed when you're getting ready to start post-secondary." O'Brien added they look forward to taking this committee to the next level in the future. "I have had the opportunity to work with Alexa and Kim. I spoke at Bell Let's Talk. Being a faculty member that had suffered mental health issues many years ago, I felt proud to be able to talk to people like Alexa, and know that it's okay to talk about it. Students need to know our services are actually second to none," said Peter Corbett, a Sioux College machine shop professor and board member at Thursday's board meeting. "I think it's really important to know that a lot of these initiatives are very student-driven, so not only it is amplifying students' voices in terms of addressing mental health issues here on campus, but it's also providing them an opportunity to gain practical skills that are going to be transferable once they graduate and become employable out in the community," Hepburn said. The college's Mental Health and Wellness Advisory Committee's membership is composed of Indigenous, domestic, and international students. Because of that, Hepburn said, we are getting a lot of unique insights from our student participants in terms of areas that we may not have considered previously.